time to check in with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. It is our Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bobby D, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Taking four from Toronto and 6-3 on the year. Tyler Naquin going 3-for-3. Carlos Santana getting lots of RBIs for the Tribe. So, and our pitching, what can we say about our pitching, huh?
It's still just exactly what we had thought our pitching would be, just dominant. Strength of this ball club once again. Nice to start off your opening homestand, 5-1, as we head off to a 9-game road trip coming up here. We go to Detroit, Kansas City, and Seattle on this 9-game trip, and come back home for Atlanta on Friday the 19th. So a little interleague play when we come back home. But the pitching has just been terrific, rather consistent, obviously, just like we thought it would be.
Bob, Mike Clevinger was hot like a firecracker early on and then, I guess, had somewhat of a stiff back. What's his story?
Well, you know, he chatted with the media after the game, just said he felt a high back strain, you know, getting him checked out. We'll get him checked out again this morning just to make sure that everything's okay. Early in the season, you want to be obviously very, very cautious with your guys. And I think that had a lot to do with Terry taking him out, even though he was, you know, on cruise control. He what, struck out 10 in his 5 innings. Carrasco the day before had struck out 12 in 5 innings, I think it was. Just remarkable the way our guys have attacked the strike zone and have done their jobs on the pitching mound thus far.
We've got such a good response from some of the guys in the bullpen as well. Some of these starters, like yesterday, they just continued on. It's sort of contagious, it seems.
Well, it does become contagious. There is something about that. You know, they're a new group. You know, they try to build this little bond just amongst themselves out in the bullpen, knowing that they're you know, one piece of the success of who we are, and you know, they really do work hard to you know, work together and help each other out. Neil Ramirez was spot on yesterday. Brad Hand 4-for-4 in save situations has had to come in and get 4-out saves. Yesterday, a 5-out save with a, I think it was a 1-pitch ground ball double play in the 8th inning that got him out of that inning, and then got it done in the 9th, of course. But it's nice to know that we have a guy like Brad Hand at the back of the bullpen that knows what he's doing, get people out. There's a comfort level there. The Adam Simbers and Neil Ramirez's and gentlemen of that nature stepping up and doing their part. And obviously that's what you need. You need all 25 guys to win in this league.
Now we head off to Detroit. We still trail them now. This is sort of the battle for the lead of the Central that's going on this week, I guess.
Yeah, it is. They started off very, very well. Beat up on the Kansas City Royals lately. And so we go in there, and it's 3 straight day games. 1-10. Yeah, 1-10 on starts tomorrow. 1-10 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we head to Kansas City, where they'll play some night games Friday and Saturday, a day game on Sunday, and then some 10 o'clock games first 2 days in Seattle, who is on fire as well. Seattle leading the American League West. Just out of the gate, strong as could be. So playing a couple teams that are hot right now. We'll see how all that rolls out.
Maybe they picked up some, you know, secrets in overseas in the Far East when they went opening this season.
When Seattle played Oakland in Japan to start the season and had all the fanfare of saying goodbye to Ichiro. You know, that was a fun thing, I thought, for baseball, especially a guy like Ichiro, who will go down as one of the greatest hitters in the history of the game of baseball on two continents. And I thought it happened was pretty cool. But they did well against Oakland there and just kept it rolling.
So, Bob, I'm watching some of the game this weekend, and first of all, we have grass in the outfield, right? We don't have some kind of fake turf. It's real grass out there, right?
Real grass.
Right. So Jake Bowers dives for a ball. He stretches out. He makes a catch. He gets up. His uniform is totally clean. I don't understand how that's possible. How's that possible?
Yeah, I don't know it either. We certainly don't spray paint the grass, even if it might have a little off green color. As we used to at Cleveland Stadium, we spray painted that field an awful lot to make sure that it looked green.
Maybe it's those new red uniforms. They have some sort of anti, you know, staining factor.
They might. Yeah, they absolutely might. I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
I saw that. Well, nice catch, though, but everybody's, you know, doing their part.
Great catch.
We will talk with you again next Monday. Hopefully we continue our winning ways and our pitchers stay strong and our hitters turn it up a notch, too. And maybe we'll get some returning players. We'll see how things go. Talk again next week, Bob.
Yeah, sounds good, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.